Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And I think CJ is wandering around here someplace. He's going to join us in the studio with Bubble Boy here in just a bit. However, we do have Eric Douglas connected via the web and Vinny Two Tanks rounding out the crew online. So first off, Vinny, you're checking in from the left coast. How you doing there, buddy? What's going
Great.
On?
Getting ready to go to Red Sea next week.
That's next week.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to get a little preview of what Vinny Two Tanks is getting ready to experience with Explorer Ventures. So we will do that. Matter of fact, we're going to get Rachel on from Explorer Ventures here in just a bit because she is threatening to join us on Facebook Live. Matter of fact, she's already on there, as you can plainly see if you've already joined the crowd on Facebook today. And she is going to give us a little preview of some really cool specials that are going on for the month of September with Explorer Ventures. Now, Vinny, did you take advantage of any of these special deals when you booked this Red Sea trip or no? What do you
think?
Well,
I jumped in on it pretty quickly, so I think I got an introductory price. I thought it was pretty reasonable.
Well, I'm sure it was. But right now you can do some, just fantastic stuff with Explorer Ventures. And once again, Rachel is going to join us here and
tell us
about some of those specials. I don't think she's been to the Red Sea, so you're going to have to cover that base today. Are you ready to do that, Vinny?
Well, I've never been there either, but I'm going.
Well, okay, but you can tell us what you've done as far as prepare and that kind of thing. So we'll get into that. Eric Douglas is with us as well. Eric, how are you, buddy? You doing well? Eric? Well, he was with us.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. I had to nudge him. Had to wake him up. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm old now. I take naps and just kind of intermittently.
Well, people do that. They do that indeed. No problem. But, you know, sometimes you got to, hook up a defibrillator to him. You know, he had a five-way bypass. I had a one-way. And this week is my three-year anniversary. And Eric was nice enough to point that out. He said, hey, dude, you know, you're 3 years old today.
It's your rebirthday, pal.
That's right. You know, I'm not sure it totally has, but the only side effect from my open heart surgery, which was, you know, there's rumors that they put a monkey heart in me, you know? And so the only side effect I have is I have a tendency to want to throw my poo at people. But that's kind of fallen back a little bit. But here comes CJ. Whoa. It was a trigger. You're a trigger there, CJ. Sorry.
You know, Greg,
I don't know what's
happening.
Stay away
from you.
Yeah, say you feel safer, Eric, when you're connected online as opposed to in the studio. Is that what you're saying, Eric?
Exactly. It's much cleaner.
Right. Well, he came in with a lobster bid. So, and that, was that for the monkey poo?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Okay.
I got in. I was talking to the guy from the other show.
Yeah.
And who you know I know.
Yeah.
And
so you're just trying to catch up.
That's why I'm late.
All right. Well,
I was here on time.
But then you got distracted.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, squirrel! Okay. All right. Well, let me move on to someone who has a clue then. And that would be Rachel.
Not me.
From Explorer Ventures. I believe we have her on FaceTime audio. Rachel, are you with us? Come in, Rachel.
I'm with you. Hello.
All right. Well, good to hear your voice. How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. 3 years since my open heart surgery. and stuff.
Congratulations.
So, well, thank you. You know, the thing is, I kind of forgot about the anniversary, which goes to show you how much fun I'm having right now. We're diving like crazy. We got a trip coming up to the Red Sea in October. Vinny's going to beat us or do a little preview here in a week or so. But I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to plan even more travel with Explore Adventures. And there's some great deals that you guys are offering for people who have the flexibility. What, travel in September? Is that right, Rachel?
Yeah, we're having a really fantastic special right now for Caribbean Explorer 2 in Saba St. Kitts, which is one of our most popular itineraries that you join us on.
Yeah.
As well as Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's their original itinerary with Saba St. Kitts. And, and I got to double check these prices that I've seen. We're talking like $1,000 for a week of diving. Is that right? It's like a grand or something like that?
Yes. Caribbean Explorer 2 is $10.99 per person.
Wow.
And it's up to 27 dives, accommodation, food, beverages. It's almost 50% off our regular prices.
That is remarkable. I mean, that includes your booze. CJ just parked up. He's like, what?
Oh, man.
He runs a...
Oh, man.
His bar tab from last night was over $1,000.
No, not even close. Oh, okay. But this is a banner day, and I don't want to take it away from you, but and congratulations on your 3 years.
Well, thank you.
But I have been sober now 20 minutes.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. So
you know what that deserves.
Oh.
You see, he's triggering me. I hadn't had that side effect happen to me in a long time. And then, you know, serves you right, you idiot.
Thank you.
Sorry, thank Rachel. You. Let me get. You know, sometimes this happens. You know, what are you going to do? But,
Liveaboards.
Yes, let's focus. All right. So, you got the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard special. So, this is for a week or two in September, which, by the way, I don't know if you feel the same way, but man, this is the time to be diving in the Caribbean. Are you with me on this, Rachel, or what? Come on.
Absolutely. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. You know, people get scared away because they think, oh, you know, it's beginning of hurricane season and all this stuff, you know, kind of kicks in August. But September, oh, my gosh. I mean, the odds are with you that you're not going to have a storm. And, you know, that's what trip insurance is for, which you should get it. You know, call up Dive Assure, pick up your Liveaboard rider and get Dive Assure insurance. We're going to talk about that in a little bit as well because they're doing a little special. But, you know, that's what you get the trip insurance for, just to cover your butt in case a hurricane were to come in and be a factor. But, man, when there's no storms, which, once again, odds are with you that there aren't going to be those storms, September is just amazing time to be diving in the Caribbean because it's bathtub diving temperature.
Really, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime is a good time to dive.
Pick a date on the calendar all year.
Yeah, but, you know, once again, September, if you have the flexibility to travel in September, you don't have kids, which wouldn't necessarily be an issue on one of these EV boats anyway. But as far as traveling through airports and stuff, I mean, there's a little less, you know, less people. You know, because not as many people are traveling during the month of September. But I'm telling you, man, the diving is spectacular. Oh, my gosh. It literally is my favorite time to dive. And the fact that you guys are running a special during this time is icing on the cake for sure. So you got some weeks you can take advantage of in September for the Caribbean Explorer 2 just by calling 1-800-322-3577. And also in the Turks and Caicos, right?
Yes, definitely. And just you were speaking about airports, it's also a cheaper time to fly down there. So you really can't beat between the conditions, the prices that we're offering and flights right now. It's really an optimal time to be diving, well, especially getting away from work and with kids back in school.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's just less people, just more fun for you, where you can get to your destination more efficiently and, like you say, save a few bucks. Now, the Turks and Caicos is just a little bit more, but it like starts at like $12.99 or something for a week. Is that right?
Yes, it depends. We have three different levels of staterooms there. So the lowest one is $12.99, $14.99, and then $16.99, which are fantastic prices, and that's up to 27 dives as well during
Excellent.
The week.
I love it. Take advantage of it. 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. We got to mention the new Tiburon Explorer. That's the new boat where?
Galapagos.
Nice. So that starts sailing, next year, 2020, or will it be in ready to sail before the end of the year?
April 2020.
Okay. So it's in construction mode right now, but this thing looks pretty spectacular from what I've seen on the website with some of the, you know, plans and stuff. I mean, that is going to be something to book, a new dive platform with Explorer Ventures coming in the pipeline. Then we have some Discovery Weeks in Saba. That's not the sales week, but at the end of September, into October, you can do an Eco Discovery Week or something, right?
Well, actually, it is. It is one of the sale weeks, and so you're getting a chance to actually do an eco-discovery week in Saba, so you're learning about the See and Learn program, the See and Learn Foundation that's down there, plus you're having a chance to save.
Awesome. All right, well, there you go. We'll tell you where to find Rachel and talk to her some more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Come on, quit yanking me.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
Oh, my.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me.
What up?
And Bubble Boy, not here. Did we figure out what was going on with him, CJ?
I think he might want to try to join us on our little internet deal. He's asking me what is the room name.
Oh, really?
So I'll get that from you off the air. Maybe he can call in.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Because, yeah, he's recovering. He's had a thing, right?
Was it rhinoplasty? No.
It wasn't a nose job. He was getting something reduced.
Something smaller.
Well, we'll have to find out.
What's lobotomy. Was it a lobotomy?
That's he kind of comes here for a weekly one right here on the air.
Or a bottle in front of me.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we'll find out what's up with Bubble Boy here eventually. Rachel from Explorer Ventures, however, has agreed to hang out with everybody on Facebook Live today. So if you have any questions about liveaboard diving or any of those specials that we talked about for the Caribbean Explorer 2 or Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 for the month of September, get on Facebook Live there at Scuba Radio right now, just facebook.com/Scuba Radio. You'll find it. And you can ask away. You have like a consultant right there at your fingertips. And she'll, you know, get into detail on what you need to do to save some bucks. Or if you just have some general questions about liveaboard diving, what it's like, or you know, hey, I want to go here, there, anywhere. Rachel is a wealth of information, and she is willing to share on Facebook Live today. So she's going to be there for the next, probably through the hour at least. So take advantage of it while you can, and we thank her for helping us out today. Now, Vinny Two Tanks and Eric Douglas are connected via the web with us today. Eric has been busy diving in his in your backyard there in Virginia, right? West Virginia, right?
In West Virginia, yeah. Yeah.
What are those states?
One of those Virginia states. That's right.
He never gets that.
Since 1863, we've actually been a separate state, but that's a small chip on the shoulder most people from West Virginia actually happen to have.
Well, see, I keep thinking that Eric and Jerry, you know, Jerry the Diver guy, are in the same place because he's in Virginia, in the mountains of Virginia at Mountain Divers. But, it's Virginia, so that's close enough for
that's
me.
That's like saying we are in the Gulf of Mexico or we are in Louisiana.
Okay, well, that's fine. You could be at two places,
sort of
two people.
Geographically close.
A few hours to the south of me, but it's a different state. Yeah.
Right, but and remember, there's a New Mexico. Anyway, oh, golly.
It's not that new.
Yeah, oh, okay. I guess not.
I guess they probably should change the name.
Eric in West Virginia, and you just wrote a story. Well, you actually did a little, he's doing like these little podcast things, right, in the local area?
I work on West Virginia Public Broadcasting is actually a statewide broadcast. We, instead of just being one radio station, we have about 10 different transmitters that cover the entire state of West Virginia. And I work on a radio show within public broadcasting called Inside Appalachia, where it's a news magazine show, hour long weekly news magazine show. And I got the chance actually a couple weeks ago to do a story about scuba diving in West Virginia in one of our mountain lakes. And there was a radio component to it. There's a written component to it, and there's even a video component to it. It was actually a lot of fun to do.
Really? All right. So what did that entail exactly? What did you talk about or show everyone?
Well, you know, for you, my warm water wuss friends on Scuba Radio, you guys don't understand what it's like to dive in mountain lakes all that much.
Oh, we do. But, we are very familiar with shrinkage.
I mean, you know what? That's a personal issue. I don't really want to discuss with you, Greg.
I think most guys can relate. I don't think I'm alone there.
Actually, one of the cool things in this lake that we were diving in is they actually take your used live Christmas trees and put them in the lake as fish habitat. So that gives you something to swim around, but it also, you know, there's plenty of fish being born in there and growing up in there and hiding from the bigger fish. So it gives you a lot of little fish to interact with. And on the video portion of it, of the story I did, there's a little smallmouth bass that comes right up to us, and he would almost let you tickle him under the chin. He was so friendly.
How about that? So that was a largemouth bass.
Smallmouth bass.
Oh, smallmouth. Yeah. Okay, but they have a tendency to be like a semi-trained type, or get just accustomed to seeing the divers and interact.
I think it's probably accustomed to seeing the divers. There's a surprising amount of diving goes on in this lake that was part of the point of the story was. That there's a lot of freshwater diving goes on in this lake that most people don't even realize. Mm-hmm. It's at about 1,600 feet above sea level, almost 1,700 feet above sea level. So, but it's a lot of fun. Nice. Well, and it's right up the road from me.
Now, when you say that you guys took your old Christmas trees and turned them into fish habitat, that sounds like you're just dumping your Christmas tree in the lake. But you're telling me what these actually make good fish habitats, and they like... The Christmas trees, what, because of the cold water, they don't deteriorate or what?
Well, they still deteriorate. And and for the record, it's not just people throwing their trees in the lake. They're
strategically planted.
Exactly. And they're actually even weighted down they stay in place so they don't float off and affect boaters. But January, February, they gather up all the Christmas trees and put them in the lake. And actually, with this particular lake, they draw it down about 80 feet over the wintertime to allow for snow melt and winter rains and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So when the lake is lowered 80 feet, they put these Christmas trees in there, and then as the lake rises back up in the spring, they're underwater, and it's a place for baby fish to grow.
How about that? So it's kind of like a Christmas tree kelp forest, it sounds like to me.
That's a really good analogy for it, actually.
Well, I am a genius. Let's not forget.
You are a genius.
Yeah, thank you. But
Jesus.
What?
Give me a break.
You know,
it's a mutual admiration society, CJ.
Yeah. So the and they last through the season, or they'll stay there forever. I mean, or what happens after?
They degrade. I mean, over the next probably by the time they start drawing the lake down, they'll start falling down and degrading some. But they'll leave them there and they'll stack more on top of it and use the ropes they tied the old ones down with, and then they just become back part of the ecosystem as they biodegrade into the lake.
About that. Well, I like it. I like, you know, and I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll tell you how to find this, you know, this little presentation that Eric has put together, as well as talk about some of his latest written novels that he's been working on as well. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Once again, Rachel from Explore Ventures on Facebook Live, holding down the fort. If you have any questions about liveaboard diving, take advantage of having her at your disposal to consult for your next liveaboard vacation. You know, Explore Ventures running a last minute special for September right now. And, you know, if you can't travel then, you can go anytime during the year. And having her at your disposal to ask questions of where I should go, or I'm looking for this type of diving or that kind of diving, she can definitely hook you up for sure. All right, CJ in the studio with me, Eric Douglas, who is a writer, diver, and podcaster, I guess now. I don't know. What do you call yourself? Just jack of all trades with this new program you've been doing?
Master of none, mostly. Yeah.
Master of none, a little bit of every. Yeah, I gotcha.
My official title is associate producer, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm impressed. It works for me.
Just don't call me late for supper.
All right, got it. Now, if someone wants to find out, you know, where to see this latest project you did about the lake diving there in West Virginia, where do they go, Eric? Do you got a link somewhere?
Sure. I was just pulling it up. If you want, Greg, I can send it to you if you want to tag it off of your page, but that's up to you. But the easiest place to find it is West Virginia Public Broadcasting. It's wvpublic.org is the website, and it's right on that webpage.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. We'll get a link up on Scuba Radio somewhere too here after the show today. But if you Google, you know, what you just said, you can find it. Do you have a link to it? Yeah, but do you have a link to it from your website, booksbyeric.com? You don't have a link?
You know, actually, that's a really good idea. I don't think I've put it up there yet, but I'll throw it up here in just a second.
Okay, yeah, because that wouldn't even be better, because then that way they can find that, but they can also, you know, find out what, you know, about your latest their writings, because you've been doing some of that. You've been doing that on top of this stuff, and that's what we're going to talk about next. Are you ready, Eric? You going to share?
I I'm ready to share.
Okay. We got that. Vinny Two Tanks and God knows what else coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, Maldives, one of the places that you can go with Explore Ventures. You can ask Rachel about that on Facebook Live. I'm doing the Maldives boat in January on their new vessel there. I can't wait for that. That's going to be so great. And however, Eric Douglas is our guest right now, connected via the web. And not only has he been doing these, you know, these TV shows and podcasts and things about freshwater diving in Virginia, he has been, you know, working his creative juices there quite a bit, you know, writing, because that's what, you know, he has this entire directory or entire series of novels featuring diving photojournalist Mike Scott, which are just great. They're awesome books. And as a diver, you're really going to appreciate them. Even if you aren't a diver, you're going to appreciate, you know, you're going to love them regardless, because they're just really entertaining reads, whether you're a diver or not. But there's all these elements of diving mixed into it. And I'm a big fan. So what have you been writing lately, Eric?
You know, the next book I'm working on is not actually a Mike Scott book. But if you read the last Mike Scott book, which was called Water Crisis, at the end of it, or the second half of the book, I introduced a new character called, it was an FBI agent named AJ West, female FBI agent. And she, a lot of people thought she was a pretty cool character. I had fun with her, creating her. And so I've decided actually to spin her off into her own novel.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so I'm probably 90% done with the first draft of her own novel. So that one will be out in the next probably month and a half or so.
Okay. So this is going to be like Captain Marvel for your series of books, because they've all been about this guy, Mike Scott. But now it's time for the lady to take charge. Is that what we're going?
Exactly. Mike Scott will be back. I promise. I left the end of Water Crisis with a little bit of a personal cliffhanger for Mike. And so I'm going to address that in the next book. And then there will be a new adventure come up.
All right. I like it. And once again, you go to booksbyeric.com. And, you know, look for that coming soon. But all the other ones, if you haven't caught any of these books, you can read them out of order. It doesn't matter.
Oh, but, yeah. No, they're definitely designed to be read whatever strikes your fancy first. But the last couple actually do kind of follow on each other. If you recall, the book that involves Scuba Radio actually was the prequel to Water Crisis. So the Turks and Chaos book – we did a couple years ago, or I did a couple years ago, had Scuba Radio characters in it.
Right.
And then that actually led into Water Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Turks and Chaos, which if you look at the cover, that's actually the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liverboard boat with Explorer Ventures. It is a story of fiction. But when you read it, if you've ever been on the boat, it's very, I mean, you paint the picture perfectly. And all the people that are in the book, I knew. And most of the names were the same. We didn't even change the names. These were real passengers on the boat. We just put them in a little different scenario where they ended up saving the world kind of thing. And it worked out pretty good. I loved it. I was actually...
Yeah, I don't believe that cruise actually involved... mercenaries coming on board in real life.
That has not happened to my knowledge, but that might be a question for Rachel in Facebook Live. You know, hey, have you ever? No, I don't think that has happened. But you could go deeper with her on that on Facebook Live today. But the book itself is a very entertaining read. Short read, And
that was a novella.
Yeah,
it was a novella, and that then led into Water Crisis, which was a full novel.
Right.
Water Crisis was actually the 10th story in the Mike Scott series. There are 8 novels and 2 novellas in that series.
Right.
There's a couple random short stories running around out there too with Mike in it. So
yeah,
I actually figure I've written close to 1 million words about Mike Scott over the last several
years.
That's
a lot of words. I may have spoken that many in the 22-year history of Scuba Radio, but I lost count at about 50. So I don't know. I just don't know. Actually, in Turks and Chaos, I believe Vinny Two Tanks is mentioned in that, isn't he? Isn't that the one I think he's in that. Do you recall,
Aaron? I believe you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So he's in there. I'm in there. I actually come off fairly well in that book compared to the other one. Because the other one where we started with Rookie, which was Lionfish, yeah, right?
That was Lionfish.
Yeah, the first part of that book, boy, I'm an ass. I was like, he really captured my character.
Or are you?
Hey!
No spoilers.
Yeah, don't want to give me spoilers. But it's very entertaining stuff, any way you look at it. But
and of course,
yeah.
Of course, both of those are audiobooks as voiced by... Who was that again? Who did that audio for us?
Some
loser.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It was, wait, oh, it was you.
It was me.
It was you. Oh. I was going to take that back, but no, now that I know it's you, then we know indeed that it was.
It was definitely a hack.
And in the one, everybody voiced themselves.
That's true. Yeah.
In the Liveaboard one, yeah.
Yeah, the Turks and Chaos one, right?
That was fun.
Yeah. Dennis is in there, a whole bunch of stuff.
Except we had a guest, Tiffany.
We did. We had to have a stand-in for Mermaid Tiffany. Yeah.
But it worked.
Way better than it would have.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
That was great.
Yeah. No, it was fine. No, she was just busy. She didn't want to talk to us.
Sorry, Tiff.
Yeah. Well, good stuff.
She's
all right.
Not listening.
Yeah. She's going to be with us in Grenada.
All right, so be nice to her.
Yeah. Have you been to Grenada there, Eric? What do you think? No?
You know, I've not been to Grenada, actually. That's definitely on my list, but I've not been down there yet.
Well, we got a lot of first-timers coming along for this adventure. Now, I've been there before with the Scuba Cowboy and Tiffany, but the plan is right now CJ's coming.
I'm definitely coming.
We have, and this is for Grenada Dive Fest coming up at the end of September, and we have Mermaid Milena is planning to come along, as well as the Aqua Gypsy Brittany. These are all first-timers that have not been. And Jerry Beatty is coming along, too. Now, he's been there, but it's been a while. But we're going there for Dive Fest. And, you know, I'm...
Is this like Mardi Gras?
Well, you know what? Knowing the crew that I just announced, it probably will turn into that, for sure.
yeah,
there's no
doubt.
Question. You know, when you get the right crew together...
So we should get some beads.
We could have, yeah. That might be a good.
Maybe we
good
should
haul.
Pack some beads.
I think we could fit them in on our carry-on for sure.
All right.
Yeah, you just wear them, then you don't even get charged.
No. Oh,
are you plotting something, CJ?
Sounds like it.
My what?
No, this is actually a dive adventure we're going on, not a Mardi Gras thing. I don't know. I mean, last week we were talking about the whole crab poo thing. I think that's where he's getting distracted. Did you catch that, Eric?
Well, you said Dive Fest, so.
Well, it is a party
like a
of divers.
Party. Yeah.
And, you know, last time we were on the island, we went to this remote island off the coast of Carriacou, and we rubbed this dark black goo all
yes,
over.
Yes, we've all heard about that.
The crab poo that is like a spa treatment. They charge like hundreds of dollars to have this spa treatment at places in the Caribbean, and you can just go and scoop it right up and rub it all over yourself. And that's what we did. It was a magical moment that we did on our surface. No.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to rehash.
I don't know about genius.
Last week.
I don't know what genius will rub that on himself.
Diane from Lumbadive, Diana, she was telling us about that. It was a special thing that she did for. And then we had, like, you know, hermit crab
and
braces.
Then they laughed their heads off. I
cut up a watermelon.
I can't believe we got them to do it.
No, cut up a watermelon and threw some rum in there with the watermelon chunks. Oh, it was good stuff. That was an awesome surface interval. So
that's
yeah.
a good thing.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Surface interval with rum?
Well, it was an extended surface interval. We weren't diving after, you know. So
okay. All right.
That
That's
surface interval, you know, started at the end of
call
our
it
diving.
A night.
Yeah, and then it extended into the evening and stuff. And then we came back over to the mainland the next day after we had rubbed crab poo all over
ourselves. I have an update.
And got exfoliated. And I came, you know, everybody's skin felt like a baby's butt. I'm telling you, we're going to do this again.
Yeah, covered in poop.
Crab poo.
And that's what babies' butts are. Yeah. Anyway, I have an update from Facebook Live, Greg.
Yeah.
Explorer Ventures just typed up, I can confirm we have not had mercenaries on board.
Ah, well, that's good to know.
That's a relief. It truly is.
Yeah, they don't do that. They have procedures to keep that kind of stuff at bay. That's all in Eric Douglas's imagination. And you know,
I mean, you keep top secret tech off the boat, and that won't attract them.
Oh no, we have that. We have top, well, not top secret, but high tech stuff on board. All that dive gear and stuff. It can, you know, in the wrong hands, it could be pretty dangerous. But they keep it in check at Explorer Ventures. Good stuff. Just read the book and enjoy it, and then go diving, and you'll enjoy that too. More coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
As you enjoy another blissful fishing adventure out on the water, it waits, coiled up and ready to strike. Cooler stink. Luckily, there's Blue from Tropical Seas. Blue is the all-natural concentrated deodorizer and cleaner for ice chests and boat lockers. It's a great overall deodorizer and cleaner for your boat as well. Blue helps to remove fish and other sea life odors from plastics, fiberglass, and even works on cleaning rust stains. Just spray on Blue, scrub and rinse with a little water, and you're through. Plus, Blue won't harm the environment or marine life as you wash off your boat and cooler. Blue is the new green and only available from Tropical Seas. Go to tropicalseas.com/blue and make cooler stink a thing of the past. That's tropicalseas.com/blue. Think blue. It's the new green.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
When it comes to purchasing dive accident and dive travel insurance, Dive Assure is the better choice. It's all they do. You can cover an entire year of dive travel or just a one-week trip on a liveaboard. Pay only for what you need with Dive Assure. Plus, Dive Assure pays directly to service providers, so you'll never have to leave a deposit or provide other guarantees when you need help abroad. Dive Assure is the better choice. Get your quote at DiveAssure.com. That's DiveAssure.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, do you snorkel?
Oh, never. Snorkeling's an invasion of fish privacy.
Yes, which is why I always yell, "Are you decent?" before I jump in the water.
When I snorkel in the ocean, all the fishes look much bigger than they do sautéed on my dinner plate.
Yeah, I would think so.
Life's so cruel in the air, I could stay underwater forever.
Okay.
Following at bubbles all day long.
Is that supposed to rhyme there?
But oh no, here's another human diver. Swimming right in my direction.
It happens, yeah.
There's no time to hide in the coral cave.
What are you gonna do?
I'm usually shy, but she's a beautiful woman.
Uh-huh.
She wants someone to investigate the reef with.
Oh, okay. I think that's code. By the way, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and just so we're clear, that's not the Scuba Cowboy.
That may be the worst song ever recorded.
You know, it's so bad it's good. One of those kind of deals.
Not that bad.
No. But it fits our show perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, strangely, yes.
There you go. All right. Well, look, a couple things going on right now. Rachel from Explore Ventures on Facebook Live answering your liveaboard questions. If you have any, take advantage of that opportunity. Also, you know, I'm celebrating 3 years of diving since open heart surgery. And I had forgot about that anniversary, but Eric Douglas, who's went through this whole experience as well, he got a five-way bypass a little over 3 years ago, and then I quickly followed up with a one-way. I didn't even get a three-way out of it. But regardless,
still, you're still 3 years later, still beating that joke to death.
Exactly. Is that what that was a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Right. Hey, you heard the song. I mean, it's not going to get any better. Seriously,
it can't get worse.
We're trying to see how low we can go.
CJ, that's a challenge.
It kind of has to get better.
Well, anyway, you know, 3 years of diving since surgery is, you know, I had forgot about it until Eric brought it up. And, you know, that's the thing. It's kind of nice. You know, and I was like, gosh, you know, I'm back to full schedule. I'm doing everything and then some of what I was doing before. I will say, yeah, there's still a little soreness in my bones in the chest cavity area. But they said, eh, just get used to it. I ain't ever going away. But other than that, I mean, you know, when we were lobster diving, I was out swimming CJ. He was getting mad at me because I was swimming too fast.
He just takes off, and you're hard to catch up with.
I was trying to cover a lot of ground. We had to, you got to cover ground to find the lobsters. Back me up.
No,
here,
we
Eric,
were
right?
swimming back to shore. There was no reason to haul ass.
No, that's when I saw the lobsters because they were walking at night. So yeah, you have to be fast. They're walking across the sand, right there in like seven feet
Greg,
of water.
Ultimately,
yeah.
The important message from all that is, even if you have open heart surgery, you can still you have to work your tail off. It's not going to be easy, but
you got to work your tail off to get the tail. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can make it back to diving. Not a diving death.
Right. Yeah, you can get back to it. You know, we were covering that process with Eric when I got whacked with that whole experience. Don't recommend it to anyone. They have to go through that. It is a pain in the, well, it's a, you know. A pain
I think you're good with the chest deal as long as you don't get in any fights with any kung fu masters, and they kick you in the chest.
Well, it would be that one-finger death punch thing.
Yeah, or I know how you can protect against that. You get like a big metal, like a Roman breastplate.
Right.
Wear that around.
Right. Well, that's in one of Eric's books. What is it called again? The chest plate of
oh,
something.
That's right.
What is it, Eric? What is it called? Technically, to protect yourself. Eric? Oh, we lost Eric. We lost him. Oh, my gosh. So much for him.
He said, later.
No.
Done with this.
He said, I had enough of you. Oh, well.
He's got a podcast.
It's in one of his books.
He's probably late for the
breastplate of love.
Destiny
or something.
I don't think it's love.
Okay. Well, you'll have to go to booksbyeck.com and you can read about it. But anyway, a protective thing. I could wear that.
A shield.
I don't want to be an underwater, you know, Roman diver or something. I don't need that. I'm fine. Bottom line,
or you
is
could get like a bat suit that Val Kilmer had for one of the Batman movies.
Well,
and has nipples on it.
I
want to see you with a heavily fortified rash guard.
Yeah, I don't know. Eric's back. I don't know what is that breastplate thing called in your book there, Eric? What do you think?
The breastplate of judgment in Guardians Keep. Yeah.
I'm wearing the breastplate of judgment. Judgment. And then dive with that, and that would just give me a little extra protection.
You wouldn't have to wait. You'd probably that could probably be your weight.
That's true. I mean, yeah, it would probably be somewhat heavy, made out of
lead.
And
in theory, you could separate the waters with it.
Right.
That might be hard to dive in.
Well, when you're trying to leave the water.
You're thrashing around on the sand.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? We'll have to think this through.
That would be an easy way to catch lobster, though.
Yeah.
They couldn't just exactly like,
there's
shoot.
There's one.
They hey, couldn't exactly the shoot backwards if they're just standing there on dry sand.
Like, hey, I was swimming along, and now I'm just, you know.
That's probably illegal. Around. It's probably illegal in Florida to use the breastplate to
Florida
catch lobster.
Wildlife Commission rules and regulations. I think you were correct, sir. All right, look, I'm going to tell you how to save some big money on your dive travel and dive accident insurance. That's in hour two. Also, we hope to connect with a few folks. Dan from Reef Safe is going to join us. Maybe even Big Wave Dave and Captain Cocktail is threatened as well. So you've been warned, or you could just join us and enjoy the rest of the show with us as well. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.